My guest is Stephen Pugh. He is director and advisor with the Chamber Music Consortium of the Southwest, which will be performing Monday at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1000 Montana. And you'll be performing some very special works. We just heard a recording. Tell me about that recording.
That recording was of the Octet for Winds by Carl Reinecke, a composer at the turn of the 20th century, a somewhat unknown composer simply because he was a poor self-promoter. He didn't go trying to sell his works here and there as some others did, like Brahms or Liszt or Chopin. Mm-hmm. They were very good self-promoters. But there were so many of these composers, people had forgotten their music because the plates were either destroyed by the Nazis or by the ravages of the two world wars in Europe, or just ignorance. People destroyed things that they didn't know what they were.
We do that a lot, don't we?
I'm afraid so.
I've heard some very upsetting stories about things being destroyed by our ignorance. Now, who is the performing group in that recording that we heard?
The performing group in that recording is the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, one of the premier chamber groups in the world, actually. But I defy anybody to find any huge differences between that recording and the performance we will do on Monday night. You may find this or that, that of course is not a professional world-class recording, but I am blessed with so many fantastic colleagues. Everywhere I look in the group is a great player. We have a bassoon player who used to perform with the Paris Opera.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our new flute player, is just a phenomenon. She can read anything from top to bottom, no problems.
Are your performers, your musicians, members of various groups in town?
Yes. We have members of the El Paso Symphony, of the Juarez Symphony, of the Las Cruces Symphony, and then just people who are very adept professionals.
What is it about performing with the Chamber Music Consortium that is gratifying enough to these musicians to spend their time on this particular music?
Monica, I have to tell you that the goal and the ultimate goal of every serious instrumental musician is to play chamber music. Chamber music is the final step of satisfaction and joy in playing a musical instrument. And everyone to a man will tell you that chamber music is where it's at.
You know, I can feel that as a listener. My personal preference is for very bare bones, very sparse performance ensembles. Solo is kind of a high wire way to perform.
That's exactly right.
But there's a chemistry, an alchemy that happens with the chamber music that just seems to transcend any other experience. Can you express it further from a musician's point of view?
I made it a point to surround myself with musicians that were better qualified than I was, so I could lean on them and rely on them to help things move better and finer. And in playing with these great musicians, I became better. This helped me grow as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I didn't drag them down, but
I doubt that.
I was always very uncomfortable in the role of a soloist, but I was very comfortable playing chamber music where I could rely on the strengths of my awesome colleagues.
I still love the excitement of listening to a chamber music performance and hearing the synchronization of the breath on the uptake all of that, where you know it's not the instruments only in their hands. They are part of the instrumentation. Right. It's just an amazing synchronicity that happens. Tell me about the music that you will be playing a bit more. I believe the works were composed in 1902.
One work that we're performing is called Suite by Leland Cossart. Mm-hmm. Leland Cossart is not an everyday name for musicians. No one that I know has ever heard of him. But he was born on the island of Madeira in Portugal, the Portuguese island, And he studied in Dresden, and he studied in Leipzig, and he became the director of the conservatory in Magdeburg. This is a city in the former East Germany. And it's the city where I discovered this piece that we're doing, this suite.
Actually, they're in the city.
Yes. There's a publishing house there called Heinrichshofen Verlag, and they are the only ones in the world that have this piece.
God, I wondered where. That was my next question, is where do you go mining for music? Where do you find these gems?
I was in Germany last summer, and I just decided to try to run down this piece. And lo and behold, they had it.
Oh, this is so exciting. I just love the background on what it is that you bring to your performances.
The instrumentation of this piece is really very unusual. Two oboes, two flutes, two clarinets, two horns, two bassoons, and harp.
Ooh.
It's a marvelous, unbelievably wonderful sound.
Oh, I imagine it's going to be extraordinary. And St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1000 Montana, I suspect the acoustics are excellent.
Wonderful.
What is the capacity? Is there
I would say it holds 500 to 600.
All right.
Oh, that's an exaggeration. No, I would say closer to 300.
About 300 capacity. Yeah. Excellent. Well, this Chamber Music Consortium of the Southwest performance will be Monday, that's day after tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1000 Montana. And my guest today, Stephen Pugh, director and advisor with the Chamber Music Consortium of the Southwest, I think guarantees that this will be a unique and delightful listening experience. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Monica. It's always a great joy to come on your show.